Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, to God be the glory.
is the day that the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Happy New Year, everyone. We thank God for you on tonight. Pastor Anthony Simmons with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons,
yes.
The New Creation Church family. We welcome every caller, every listener, every intercessor on this prayer line tonight. We thank God for you and your family and the assignment that God has ordained on your life from the foundations of this world. We know, hallelujah, that God, many are called, but few are chosen. Glory be to God. So we thank you and we welcome you for calling in, because where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, he promises to show up through his word. So we thank God for the presence of the Lord being on this line. So may we increase right now, Jesus, as may we decrease as you increase on this prayer line on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to read a scripture coming from Romans chapter 8. But we personally want to invite you, if you know anyone in that Gaston, North Carolina area, or even if you want to drive down, it's about a 6-hour drive, 7-hour drive from New Jersey. Pastor Rebecca and myself will be traveling to Gaston, North Carolina this weekend, Friday and Saturday. She's going to be ministering Friday night. We are going to be ministering together on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, talking about marriage and relationships. It's a marriage and relationship seminar summit, and we thank God that we are going to be part of a powerful move in the great state of North Carolina. So, again, look at our website, and you can look at the flyer that we have up and the information, or call our church number, 862-220-2500. If you know anybody in that area who's married, who's single, who can get there, trust me, they will not be disappointed. So we are on divine assignment as we go down to North Carolina this Friday and Saturday to minister God's word to married and singles alike. And we thank God for the opportunity in the name of Jesus. We're going to share more on that and more details with specifics maybe at the latter part of the broadcast, but we're going to get right into the prayer tonight. Romans chapter 8, looking at that 24th verse, Romans 8 verse 24. We're going to read a few verses of scripture coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 24th verse. And I'm going to read from the King James Version of the Bible tonight. It says, "For we are saved by hope. For hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man see, why do he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, help me God, itself maketh intercession, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Verse 28. "And we know this, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined," my God, "to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things, the things I just read? If God be for us, who can be against us? Jesus. If God be for us, who can be against us? As the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome, we are reminded tonight that we still have some things we need to be hoping for. He says, if you have it already, there's no need to hope for it. Yeah. But if you didn't get it in 2014, if you didn't get it in 2013, if it did not manifest in 2012, keep hope alive. Keep hoping for it. Keep wishing for it. Keep wanting for it. Keep praying for it. Keep desiring that thing. Paul says, don't give up on hope. For we hope for the things that we do not yet see. If it have not manifested yet in your life, if you do not have it in your hands, if it's not a part of your possessions yet, keep hoping for that thing. That's why we pray tonight. And he says, likewise, the intercessor, the Spirit, there is one who is praying for you and I. Glory be to God. For sometimes we know not what we ought to pray according to his will. But with groanings and intercessory prayer and prayers, the Holy Spirit and Jesus himself continues to pray for us. So I'm reminded today, when we miss the mark, even in the area of prayer, we have a higher being.
Yes.
We have a higher God. We have someone watching over us tonight who is praying on our behalf, praying for us. And finally, glory be to God, we know that all things work together for the good of those who have been called by God, who love God, and called according to his purpose. And I know you're on this prayer line tonight because you love God and because there's purpose on your life.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we're going down to North Carolina. God told me and my wife when we started our church that we would be an agent, a vessel used to restore families and to restore marriages. And we thank God for this opportunity to minister to marriages and to families and to singles.
Yes.
So I thank God that you and I have purpose-filled lives. We have driven, purpose-filled lives. So this new year that God has allowed us to enter into, know that there's purpose on your life. Know that he has predestined you. He has justified you. He has called you, and he's looking to glorify you. That's why he says, Paul says, now after all this knowledge that we have of God and his purpose on our lives, that we're not just a wandering generalities, but we have purpose. We've been born with a reason. What can separate us from the love of God?
Yes, yes.
The problems tried to separate us.
Mm.
People tried to separate us.
God.
The dilemmas and circumstances tried to separate us. But Paul says nothing. If you keep reading, he gives a list of nothing being able to separate you and I from the love of God.
Yes, yes, God.
So as we pray tonight, we're praying for strength. We're praying that the devil don't deceive us away from God or the things of God. We are praying that God would anoint us to handle the attacks, to handle the warfare, to handle the opposition and the adversary that continues sometimes to come against our lives. But know this is harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
Know this is the year of supernatural release. God is going to restore and replace and replenish everything that the devil tried to take or has taken or stolen away from you. God will restore, and God will replenish, and God will replace. So fret not. Be encouraged on tonight, this harvest time, and God is going to bless you with prosperity, health, and wealth this year. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the scripture. We thank you that all things work together for our good. We thank you, Lord, for 2014, everything that we endured on last year. You said when we go through the fire that you was with us. When we went through the flood, you was with us. When we was in the valley of the shadow of death, you said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So, Lord, we know that the presence of the Lord is always with us as believers in your word. We are children, Lord. We are the sons and daughters of God called by your name, because your word says everyone who has called on the name of the Lord are saved and heirs like Abraham to the promises of God. So, Lord, we thank you that nothing or no one will be able to separate us from the love of God. So right now I pray for supernatural strength. I pray for a supernatural breakthrough. I pray for supernatural release over your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let them start this fresh new year out with fasting and praying and seeking your face and seeking your will for their lives. Let us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray without ceasing according to your word. You said men ought always to pray. Even during our 21-day consecration and fast at New Creation Church, we thank you, Lord, that you'll give us a revelation. We thank you for godly insight. We thank you for a greater discernment right now in the name of Jesus, as you elevate us spiritually, as you promote us spiritually, as you increase, Lord, the anointing that's on our lives. We know, Lord, that we got the victory already. We know that we are more than conquerors already. We know that we are already success stories. In the name of Jesus, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of us what you have prepared for those of us who love you. Your word says, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, I thank you that you're going to do far greater than what we can think. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're going to blow our minds with blessings on this year. You have prepared blessings with our name on it this year. You have made preparations for things that we're going to partake of this year. You have prepared a way in the wilderness. You have prepared a place for us with prosperity and promise and long life on it in the name of Jesus. Your word says you'll take away sickness. Your word says you'll remove poverty. Your word says you'll move bondage and affliction. So, Lord, right now, we thank you for your word coming to fruition in our lives. We thank you in 2015, the manifestation of your word. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, as we start out this year. People are on purpose for God. The devil should have destroyed us when he could. The thief does come to steal and to kill and to destroy, but he could not stop you because you are unstoppable. He could not block you because no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. God has anointed you, beloved. God has ordained you. God has called you. I said God has chosen you. I pray you receive that prophetic word as you move throughout this year, moving forward by faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. Lord, increase our faith. His disciples said to him, Lord, increase our faith. And that's one of our prayers on this night. Increase our level of faith in you, God. Increase our level of trust in you, Jesus. Increase our belief in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do. You said according to the psalm, you sent your word, and it healed them, and it saved them from their destruction. So we thank God for the word. We thank God for the Holy Scriptures. We thank God for the doctrine that we believe in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, and we magnify your name on tonight. God, there's none like you. I pray that we don't get lukewarm, because you said you wish that we be hot or cold. But you don't want us to be lukewarm. You don't want us to have a lackadaisical walk with you. You want us to stay on fire with faith. You want us to stay connected to the vine. You want us to stay on purpose with your will. So, Lord, thank you that you're stirring up the gift of God on this prayer line tonight. You're fanning the flames of the people of God. You're setting us ablaze to do your word in the name of Jesus. There's something about Jesus' word where he says, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Dunamis power, Pastor Rebecca always talk about. Dunamis power. The Holy Ghost will come upon you and you will receive power. I'm talking to some powerful people. You're not powerless, but you are powerful.
Yes.
As you go throughout this year, know that you're a powerful person. As you go throughout this year, know that God has blessed you. And whom God has blessed, no man can curse.
Yes, God.
So as my wife take this prayer line, as we open up the phone lines later in the broadcast, I said, you're a powerful person. As you go through this year, you're not powerless, but you're powerful. So I thank God that God has empowered you to do his will, that God has empowered you to become prosperous. God has empowered you to impact this world. So, Lord, we thank you for a powerful host of people on this prayer line. Anoint. Use them for your glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you. And we just magnify your name on tonight. We come to exalt your name, oh God. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you will be in our presence, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for being in our midst on today, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you because you said in your word that you inhabit the praises of your people of Israel, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we are the Israel of today, God. Hallelujah. By faith, through Father God, hallelujah, the Father God faith that we have, Father God, in your Son, the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that cleanses, that purifies, oh, Father God. The blood, oh, God, that was shed on Calvary, oh, God, for our sins, oh, God. The blood that was shed, oh, God, so that we could be joint heirs with Christ, oh, God. Hallelujah. Of the promises of Abraham, the blood, oh, God, that was shed, oh God, hallelujah, for the remission of our sins. The blood, oh God, hallelujah, that was shed as a final sacrifice, doing away with the need for animal sacrifices, oh God, hallelujah. The Lamb of God, we thank you today for Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We take the limits off of our praise, God. Hallelujah. And we exalt your name, God. For whatever you've done, oh God, so far in our lives, we thank you, God, for all that you've done, oh God. How can we pay you, oh God? Hallelujah. What can we render unto you, oh God? Hallelujah. For all your benefits unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You just keep on blessing us over and over and over again. When we don't deserve it, you bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. While we were yet in sin, oh God. The red, oh God, you already had a plan. You foreknew us, oh God.
That's right.
You ordained, oh God. You preset, Jesus, the day and the time, oh God. Hallelujah. When the fullness of time would come, oh God, you already preset the fullness of time for our lives. So we won't grumble. We won't complain, oh God. But, Lord, we praise you. That's why we praise you, oh God. That's why we worship you. That's why we pray to you. We want to commune with you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're no longer a mountain that can't be touched, oh God. But, Lord, you tell us we can come boldly. We can come boldly. Hallelujah. To the throne, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus of grace. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God. We come, Father God, not as strangers, but you call us friends. And not only as that, but not as servants, but you call us son, you call us daughter. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for being, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven. We thank you for being a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. We thank you for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being a lawyer in the courtroom, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being a doctor in the sick room, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being our advocate. We thank you for being, oh God, hallelujah, our protection and our provider. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah. No matter what is going on in the world, God, we praise you. Yet will we praise you, yet will we worship you, yet will we magnify your name, God. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for all of your people who are assembled week by week, oh God, hallelujah, to come, Father God, and touch and agree with us in prayer, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for opening doors that no man can close. We thank you for closing doors that no man can open. We thank you for divine purification. We thank you for the pruning.
Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's taking place in our lives, God.
Yes.
That you're purging us and you're taking away anything that does not bear fruit, oh
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And even where we're fruitful, God, hallelujah, you're yet pruning us, oh God, so that we could be all the more fruitful, God. And we surrender, oh God, to the master's touch. We surrender, oh God, hallelujah, to your hands, oh God, on our lives. And we say, Lord, change us, purge us, cleanse us, wash us with hyssop, oh God. Hallelujah. Renewing us the right spirit, oh God. Renewing us, restore us in us the joy of thy salvation, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let no iniquity be named among us, oh God. Let no sin be named among us, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let us not hate, but let us love, oh God. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, oh God. So much hurt, so much pain, oh God, Father God, that has come, Father God, to your people, God. But Lord, we speak healing over this line right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. We declare total, Pastor Anthony prayed, we declare total restoration. By the touch of Jesus, as a woman with the issue of blood said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I know I'll be made whole. So God, we come to you, Father God, praying for those who are sick on tonight and praying for those, Father God, not only who are sick in body, but sick in soul on tonight, God, those who are hurting, oh God. And we pray, Father God, a healing touch, on tonight, God, that you will touch each and every person, Father God. Heal, Father God, those who are hurting. Heal those, Father God, who are burdened. Heal those who are broken on tonight, God. Heal those, Father God, who are discouraged on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray your healing power will wash over this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, right now that you will touch each and every person, Father God, and whatever their need is, Father God, that you will blow through their homes, that you will blow through their vehicles, that you will blow through their workplaces, that you will blow through wherever they are, Father God, with a mighty wind, Father God, the east wind, Father God, and bring healing, bring restoration, bring deliverance, oh God, bring peace, bring joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring rest, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are able, you are able to do all things but fail, God. You, there is no failure in you, God. So we stand with the conviction that you are in this prayer line. We stand with the conviction that we are touching heaven with our prayers. We stand with the conviction, oh God, that you are not even, Father God, just you are just a prayer away, God, that you are a prayer answering God, that you hear our prayers, and not only do you hear our prayers, that Jesus is interceding on the behalf of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There is power in the prayer of intercession, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your Holy Spirit touching each and every person, God. We thank you for your power going through this prayer line in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. We ask you to touch. Oh, glory. We ask you to touch each and every person, oh God. Hallelujah. Every life, every home, every family, God. You said that the fervent prayers of the righteous, effectual prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, God. So, Lord, we're not here, Father God, for form of fashion. We're not here, God, for vainglory. But, Lord, we're here for your glory. We're here for your glory, God. We're here for your glory, God. You get the glory in the lives that come here. You get the glory in these prayer partners. You get the glory, oh God, in these prayers on Tuesday night. Lord, we ask that you would get the glory. Lord, we give it all to you. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh Lord. All the glory belongs to you, yes, God. All the glory belongs to you. So, Lord, we just ask that you will use us continually. Thank you for using my husband and myself as your vessels. Thank you for using New Creation Christian Ministries as your resting place, Jesus, as your dwelling place. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people, God. Thank you for blessing your church. Thank you for blessing New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing, hallelujah, each and every person that you have assigned to that house of worship, God. We thank you and we praise you for the faithful, Father God, for the Aarons and the Hers, oh God, for, Father God, the Abigails and the Esthers, oh God, for the Marys and the Marthas, and Father God, for the Joshuas and the Moses, hallelujah, Father God, that you have sent, oh God, to that house to hold up our arms, oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, for all of those, for the Davids, the warriors, oh God, for those, Father God, who war with us, for those who serve with us, for those who serve us, as we serve you, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for every member, and we pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, even as we go to open up the phone lines. We pray right now for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. We lift up, Father God, hallelujah, every family, every household, Father God. We lift up the Callow family, the Andrews family, the Johnson family, hallelujah, the Leek family, hallelujah. We lift up, hallelujah, the Singley family. We lift up the Thomas family, hallelujah, the Green family. We lift up the Daniels family. We lift up every family, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We lift up every family to you on tonight, God, and we just say have your way. Father God, touch that Thomas family. Touch, Father God, the Edmund family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every family, Father God. Touch the Davis family, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the Simmons family, the Leek family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Touch, Father God, Brother Edwin, and touch Yaya, and touch Anthony. I don't know their last names, but touch these young men, oh God. Touch Brother Dewan, and touch the Singley family, God. Touch the Sister Andrews, oh God, in her household, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Carmen, God, every family, God, that you have connected to this church, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon each and every family. Touch Sister, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Touch, Father God, hallelujah, every family, God, in the name of Jesus, that has connected to New Creation Christian Ministry. Every visitor, oh God, every friend of the church, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Tina, hallelujah, and Sister Izetta, oh God, Brother hallelujah, Jamal, and Sister, hallelujah, hallelujah, Miriam, hallelujah, and Sister Maria, oh God, touch every friend of the church, oh God, every friend, distant family member, God. They're still sisters and brothers in Christ, oh God, although they abide in different locations and worship in different houses, oh God. We ask that you touch them, God, touch in a mighty way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our apostle, Matthew Tillery, and his wife, Pastor Dawn. Bless, oh God, the church that's hosting the conference on this weekend, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Touch. Let not one person, Father God, hallelujah, leave this prayer line, Father God, without another touch on you. Let not one family, God, we talk, we pray for every child, every one of our children, our adult children, our minor children. We pray, Father God, for every one of our grandchildren. We pray for the great-grandchildren. I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas, God, and my brothers and my sisters, those by marriage and those by birth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Simmons family, all of Pastor Anthony's brothers and his sister, God, we pray for our children, God, we pray, Father God, for every person, Father God, that's impacted by the lives of us, my husband and myself, and every member of the church, and every life that's impacted by them, and every person who's a part of this prayer line, we pray for every person in the name of Jesus. We pray victory over your lives. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for you to bring a supernatural release into their households. We pray for restoration in their families, God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal their children, Father God. We pray for deliverance, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for scholarships. We pray for the young people. We put a hedge of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, we surrender all to you. We love you. We love you so much. And we just want to start this year out praying to you and letting you know, God, how much we love you, God. And if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't tell you enough how much we love you. So, Lord, this year, use us for your glory. This year, God, multiply. You told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. This year, God, we ask that you multiply our ministry. We ask that you multiply this prayer line. We ask that you multiply New Creation Christian
Lord.
Ministries. We ask that you multiply, yes, even the Rock Church, as Brother Jamal has asked us to pray. We ask that you multiply, oh God, every church, Father God, that's open in your name and that's serious about your kingdom mandate to save souls and change lives, all to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name on tonight. And we just thank you for those who are under our voice. And, Lord, as we open the prayer line, continue to meet us here
Each person that speaks, God, each person that comes, continue to touch, continue to meet, continue to bless, continue to heal, continue to restore, continue to prosper in the name of Jesus. Continue to save souls, even through the archives. Save souls through the archives. A million souls. We're still believing you for hundreds of thousands of souls, for millions of souls to be saved by the impact from this prayer line and from this church. So, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and praise God right where you are. Come on. Go ahead and celebrate God. Come on. Come on. Open your mouth and give God some praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray right now for my vocal cords. Lord, I just thank you. And I loose my vocal cords. I bind up every demon on assignment, oh God, that's coming against my voice, my prophetic voice. In the name of Jesus, I silence every wagging tongue, oh God. I bind up every witch on assignment. In the name of Jesus, I declare all glory, hallelujah, that my voice, hallelujah, shall come forth as a mighty roaring waters, just as your voice, God, call as mighty roaring waters in the name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you. We loose our vocal cords on tonight, and we loose the vocal cords of every preacher, every prophet, every apostle, every teacher, every evangelist, every pastor, every disciple of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the prayer lines. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. We have this one caller who's been holding, and we're going to get to that call, but press 1 on your phone device, and we will put you on the air, pray with you, pray for you, and we thank God. Amen. This is a new season. It is a new day. There's a fresh anointing. It really is coming your way. So we thank God for this new season that he has blessed us with in the year 2015. We thank God for every caller. Again, press 1, and we're going to get to every caller tonight. To God be the glory. We're going to get to every caller tonight. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things that he is doing. Hallelujah. We're gonna get to every call, but Pastor, you said something powerful, how the people of God was afraid to go toward Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
And they said, Moses, you go ahead and talk to God. We're afraid to go and approach God. And even the priests back in the Old Testament, there's a certain reverence and a certain way and certain rituals they had to perform as they approached God and went God on behalf of the people. But I thank God, hallelujah, for Jesus, who is truth and grace, for us to come to God directly with our prayers and our supplications. We can approach God and ask God and pray to God and go to the Father in prayer because of the grace of Jesus Christ. So we thank God that as the curtain and the veil was torn, now we have direct access. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we're coming boldly tonight to the throne of grace. Area code 908. Bless you, 908. We thank God for you tonight.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jarinette. God bless you both.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to say tonight I thank God for y'all, from both of my pastors, and I pray that God give you traveling mercies, which I know that he will, because God is able to do anything exceedingly abundantly above all. I receive every word, every blessing that you said, and I'm taking charge this year because God is able. In spite of our circumstances and everything, he still wants us to love him and to go on to do everything exceedingly and think outside the box. So I'm taking every word, everything that you said, and just do what I'm supposed to do and think outside the box, because our God is that good. He's beyond our circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, glory.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. You had something else?
No. That's it.
Okay, amen. He is a limitless God, and we dare not put limitations on him. You reminded us all tonight, take God out of the box. Let God be God and every man be a liar. He wants to do things that our minds can't even wrap around what God has in store for us. So God has blessings in mind for you, Sister Jeanette. And who God has blessed, no one or no man can curse. So we thank God, as you said, even reading that scripture, those who love God, what can separate us?
Jesus.
And as you move forward with power and authority, as you just declared out of your own mouth, that you're going to move forward this year with power and authority and get all that God has for you. So we thank God for that. And thank you for praying for us as we travel.
Yes.
We really thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let me just pray for you very briefly. Father, we thank God for Sister Jeanette, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus for her life this year, Lord, at the outset. We thank you for her mindset. We thank you that her heart is right with you, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that she is not double-minded, but she is on purpose for your will in her life. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that prosperity is her portion. We thank you in the name of Jesus that abundance is in her house. We thank you, glory be to God, that victory is already hers. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that the thief, he might try to come, but let him who still no more. In the name of Jesus, we render the devil powerless right now, and we put him up under our feet where he belongs, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, anoint her, empower her, open doors for her that no man can shut. Put the right people in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for godly wisdom on her life.
Hallelujah.
Elevate her. Glory be to God. Elevate her thinking right now. So we say, Lord, hallelujah. Order Sister Jaren that steps through your word.
Yes, Lord.
Protect her. Guard her. Shield her. Thank you for that refuge around her life.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy.
He says to you again, I sent my angel before you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To bring you to that place
Glory, Jesus, that I have
prepared for you.
Glory, God.
So I thank God that the angel of God is preceding you.
Jesus.
And you, glory, you got a host of angels watching over you as you
hallelujah.
Go and accomplish
you,
all that God
hey,
has for you
hallelujah.
To accomplish this year.
Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Angels are watching over you.
Hallelujah.
They're watching over your daughter.
Thank
They're
you,
watching
Jesus.
Over your household. They're watching over everything pertaining to you.
Hallelujah.
Because God
thank
loves you
God.
That much. In the name of Jesus. So you be blessed.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for praying for your pastor.
Yes, thank you.
And that you receive that word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Love you too. Amen.
I just heard that authority coming through. She spoke that thing, Pastor, with exousia.
Amen.
With
Amen.
The authority that comes with the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
No. I just saw it. It manifested. As she spoke it, it was manifesting. My God.
The word says life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Yes, yes.
And she declared and decreed a thing.
Yes.
And I know it's going to happen for her.
My God.
Amen.
I can't wait. In God's timing, we know the testimony is going to be powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to take another call.
area code 270. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus, the pastor at New Creation Christian Ministry. And each and every individual that's on this powerful prayer line tonight, I thank God for Jesus, powerful gift of the Holy Ghost dwelling in each and every individual that's connected to us on this prayer line tonight. I thank God for the true and living word being brought forth tonight. I thank God for a fresh anointing. I thank God for renewing in us a clean heart and a due right spirit. And I thank God for traveling mercy for Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons. Lord, I ask you to give to them your angelic host, Father. I thank you for preparing the message, writing your word on the tablets of their hearts, using them as Holy Ghost-filled vessels. And as we all know, Father, we can receive a sermon from anywhere, but you have given them a message for Jackson, North Carolina, Father. I thank you for handpicking them to use them to your glory, Father. And I know you're going to show up and show out. I know a message is coming through your pastors, Father. And I thank you for giving them the opportunity to go and be used by you, Father. And I thank you for the word coming tonight from the book of Romans, Father. And as I received that word, it was an inspiration into the ears of my heart. And I thank you, Father, for the book of Romans in the 12th chapter where you said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And that renewing comes from hearing the word. As we know, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And we know, without faith, Father, it is impossible to please you, Father. And whatever each and every individual on this prayer line stands in need of, be like Sister Darinette and speak it into existence. Post and praise God. Let somebody know what he's done for you. Put God in the forefront and watch him show up and show out in your life. And continue to give him glory for who he is. Because he is a circumstance changer. Because he operates from on high. And I thank you, Father, right now for transformation. I thank you, Father, for restoration. And I thank you, Father, for Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you've already done. Because you are God. And there's nothing too hard for you. I thank you for that transformation, Father, in reading your word, Father. Whatever we stand in need of, it is ours because you have given us the victory. You are our intercessor, Father, and you are our vindicator, Father. Whatever the enemy took for evil, you've already made good. Your word says when he comes in like a flood, you'll raise your standards against him, Father. And we consider all these things done in the name of Jesus. And as we receive the word tonight, we receive with a heart of joy and faith and take what we receive to the faith bank and deposit it because you have supernatural power. And we thank you for opening the floodgates and releasing the supernatural for 2015. Supernatural favor. And we know your favor is better than any money that we can obtain. Your favor with man, we consider as a fool for whatever we need because of your supernatural favor that you have given us. And we know favor ain't fair, Father. And we look at our situation like the Hebrew boys and like Job. Father, whatever I'm going through, if you don't deliver me, you still get all praise and honor because I know you got the power to do what I'm asking you to do. And if you don't relieve me, Father, you still get praise, honor, and glorification because you got all power, supernatural power from on high. Woo, thank you, Father, for bringing me through my Exodus experience, parting the Red Sea, and all things that transpire in my life. I just let Satan know I got the victory in the name of Jesus. And I ask of you to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Thank God for Pastor Anthony Simmons and his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And I thank God again for New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank you for having your way, Father, in Hillside, New Jersey. I thank you for training your pastors up to lead your people to Christ Jesus, who rules and reigns. in the heaven, earth, and everything under the earth you control, Father. And on that fourth day, you told Lazarus to come forth. And if you would have spoke dead, come forth, everybody dead would have stood up and came forth. And that revealed to me that you got the keys to the gates of hell, Father, and you have given them to us because we are part of your kingdom. And I thank you, Father, for being a right now God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Shabba Akata. Glory. We thank God for Brother Minister. Hallelujah. Thank God for the fire of God. Like Jeremiah said, liquid fire running, flowing through my bones, through my blood. And the fire of God. It is contagious on this prayer line, even as he ignited us once again with his powerful words from glory. He said, no longer being conformed to this world, being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Even as he declared tonight, hallelujah, Sister Janet and him and those who will call in, the word of the Lord that we declare, it shall be so. So I thank God that whosoever shall say whatsoever shall have whatsoever they say. So I thank you for our brother tonight. Lord, use him mightily this year. Allow him to minister your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's so much going on. As we watch our media, as we watch the news, as we read the newspaper. So I thank God for this man of God who's going to impact this world, who's going to take down strongholds, who's going to destroy familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for the supernatural ability that you have given this powerful man of God, even as he has prayed for us as we travel. I thank God for his covering. I thank God in the name of Jesus for his prayers. Touch his family. Touch his money. Touch his ministry. Touch his home. Touch his career, his job, his education. Bless this man of God in the name of Jesus. Anoint him, God. Use him, God. And cover him with the blood of Jesus. And we say it so in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I thank God for your prayers as we travel. Thank God for your prayers as we minister here in Hillside, New Jersey. And you're just a blessing to us on these Tuesday nights. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And happy New Year to you and your family. We wish prosperity, wellness, and blessings upon you and your family throughout the year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. That is a powerful man of God.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jamar. God bless you. And happy new year to you. And as my husband said, thank you again for praying for us and touching and agreeing with us that God will move through his power as we go down to Gaston, North Carolina. So we just thank God for you. And as my husband already prayed, we pray God's supernatural release of his divine favor over your life, amen, in the name of Jesus, not just for 2015, but 2015 and beyond. We pray that God will give you not only an immediate release, but a perpetual release of his blessings. Hallelujah. That he will continue to strengthen you. We pray your strength in the Lord, that God will continue to strengthen you. And we pray that God will keep you focused and that God will keep you, hallelujah, that God will keep you sheltered, hallelujah, from every tactic of the enemy to try to pull you away from your divine assignment. So we thank God for you, and we are believing and touching and agreeing with you. We are touching and agreeing with you for what God is going to do yet in your life, hallelujah. And we pray for many doors of opportunity to open up, whether you preach this gospel, to go forth, hallelujah, and evangelize, hallelujah, and spreading the unadulterated word of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, even as you study to show yourself approved, hallelujah, just continue to eat the word, continue to eat the word,
hallelujah, and to digest the word and to chew on that word and to meditate on that word as you can be able to begin to give the word back out of your overflow as God opens the doors of opportunity. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for divine connection on tonight. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. Amen. You said residual blessings coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To God be the perpetual
blessing.
Just a constant flow
yes.
of blessings coming to Minister Jamal, Brother Jamal. We thank God. Amen for him tonight. We're going to take another call. Amen. The hour is winding down, but we're going to take another call. 678. Amen. 678. We thank God for you tonight. Happy New Year.
God bless you. 678, your line is open.
Amen. But we thank God.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Yes,
oh,
we can hear,
hear me. God
bless
you.
Happy New Year.
God bless you. Happy New Year. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I first want to say that he keeps on blessing me over and over again. And my Lord deserves all the glory. He has been so good to me. I want to give him so much thank. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for me, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve all the glory and all the praise, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You deserve all the glory, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love you so much, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God you are. We love you, Jesus.
He is so mighty, dear Lord. Thank you for your hands over my life, your grace. Oh, my God, thank you for all your blessings. He just keeps on doing marvelous things for me. It's just something that just keeps coming my way no matter what. No matter if I fall, I know he just pulls me back up and just keeps me going forward. I want to give him so much thanks. I want to give thanks to Pastor Rebecca, Miriam, and my cousin Carmen this week. Monday I had a personal situation that I had to go through, and I know all you guys were praying for me, and my God was so powerful. He gave me the victory. I had the victory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. I love him so much, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving me.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to give him so much thanks, and I know that he'll keep me going forward. He is the lifter up of my head, dear Lord. He is my provider, Jesus. He is my healer, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being with me, Jesus. Thank you for being all around me, in front of me, Jesus. Thank you for your love for me, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to give thanks to Brother Jamal, because his words really, really are deep, and they really hit my heart, and God bless him. That's what I could say. God bless him. God bless him for the words that he says here when he's on the prayer line. And
amen.
I just want to give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
I just want to continue.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to continue for
you. We thank
for
God,
you guys.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yes,
Lord, the scripture that we read. All things working together for our good, as you said.
Yes, Lord.
There were,
yes,
there were people,
Jesus,
in your corner. That there were,
yes,
women surrounding,
Lord,
you and pulling for you.
Yes, he
and
was.
And women of God praying for you. So you
and
know
I was
you were
victorious.
Not, so whatever it is, God won't put on us more than what we can bear. And,
no,
and
he won't. No, he won't.
He inhabits the praises of his people. And one thing we love about you is you're a praiser.
Oh.
And it just
oh.
does something. When people praise God.
Yes.
So I
yes,
love
Jesus,
praising people.
You.
I love people that praise God. So we
you
thank God
that faith.
We praise. Amen. Amen.
Yes, got to keep the faith.
We got to keep the faith and let nothing
yes.
take our praise. So
yes,
we thank
and I
God.
Ask,
yes, go ahead.
I want to ask God to bless both of you on your trip down to North Carolina. I know you'll be okay, and I hope everything turns out well and that other people will see, you know, the powerful words that come out of your mouth, because that is what God wants you to do. And I really want God to bless both of you on your trip down to North Carolina. And I love you both. This line has been so, it's like part of my family. I mean, it's like been so powerful to me. I look forward to it every Tuesday. I wish I could talk to you guys every day. We need a prayer line every day.
Love you. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Jesus, thank you.
It's good that we have a kindred spirit, a like spirit.
Yes.
And we like you said, it's just like a family on this prayer line. And we thank God for the spirit. Only God can do this. So we take no credit for it. We thank
God
for the spirit
everyone
that's on this prayer line. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank
you
for your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
As we
thank
travel. We thank God.
He's just overflowing. Sister Maria just is in overflow mode, Pastor.
She's going to have a great year.
Thank you, Jesus. I just need prayer for my son. That's all, because he needs to believe the way I believe. You know, he just don't know how good God is. You know, he's got to go forward, and you know, God will show us the way. That's it. Just follow Him, and He'll show us the way.
Well, let's lift him up before the Lord, because our young people, it's a challenge for them, but we know that God is able. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Sister Maria's son, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her seed that she has birthed in this earth realm. In the name of Jesus, you said our children are blessed. You said, hallelujah, we've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So we thank you for this mother. She's a praying mother. She's a praising mother. She loves her son, Lord. So look over him and look out for him in the name of Jesus. Move his heart toward heaven. Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Bless that young man.
Yes.
Give him godly wisdom at an early age. Give him in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. The ability to make right choices, Lord, with his
Jesus.
Young life, to surround herself with the right friends, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you send people
you,
in a way that would nudge them in your presence, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody minister and evangelize to him. Let somebody pray for him in the name
of
Jesus. So thank you for this mother and this family, and
Jesus,
as she covers her son with prayer. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
but
Jesus.
God, we know you can do far more than what we can ever do. So we give him to you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Give this
yes,
mother
Jesus.
To you. Bless her all this year long.
Yes.
Keep a praise in her mouth. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Yes. Thank
keep
you, Lord.
Blessing her
yes,
to get
Jesus.
Favorable outcomes. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless her new job, her new business, her new
Jesus.
Career.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. The Lord touch. Meet every household need.
Yes,
give her the resources
Jesus. Thank you.
For her livelihood.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name
so
of
bless,
Jesus.
Bless Sister Maria this entire year. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name.
Jesus. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
I receive
Amen.
That in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. I love you both.
God
big
bless
hug.
You.
Amen. Well, we love you too, and we are praising God with you. Hallelujah
you.
For the victory that you got. And on
yes,
this week,
Lord. Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Not
yes.
He's just starting. This is a new year. God's just getting
yes,
started.
Lord.
For the
he
more,
will not fail you.
He will not fail you.
He will not fail you.
And that's
Lord.
The kind of faith that we're walking with on this prayer line. You know, and the Bible says that faith without works is dead. You know,
yes,
and so
Lord.
Often that means that we have to do some work with our faith. But the work that God
yes,
called
Jesus.
Us to do is to believe.
Ooh,
he
yes,
calls
Lord.
Us to believe. The work that God calls us to do is believe. So
yes,
that's the work
Lord.
That we have to do.
Thank
we have
you.
To make every effort to believe and
oh,
to walk in
Lord.
Faith.
Thank you.
That's
yes,
probably the people try to get us to doubt God. But we have to believe God, because faith will work. If it's true,
yes,
genuine
Jesus.
Faith, Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's
amen.
A little bit
hallelujah.
Of faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, my God. So it's not about us. It's about the God that we have faith in.
Yes,
we have
Jesus,
faith
Lord.
In a true and living God. God is not dead. He's yet alive.
No,
and he's still moving out on the behalf of his people. So he still hears the prayers of his people. Psalm 34 says, this
yes,
poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered
yes,
him. Hallelujah.
Thank
out
you,
of all
Jesus.
His
hallelujah.
Troubles. So we know that the Bible, that same Psalm says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So whatever we're going
yes,
through, we
Lord.
Have faith that, yeah, if I'm in some
amen.
Trouble right now, I'm going to praise God because God's going to deliver me out of this
yes,
trouble.
Jesus.
God's
going to
bring me out. Whatever my
yes,
kids
Lord.
Are going through, I'm going to have faith and believe
yes,
God.
He will.
But God's bringing my kids out because he said
yes,
my seed
Lord.
Was blessed. So I believe in God. For I told the church last week, I'm taking off all no holds barred. I'm going to be radical. I'm not going to be cute
yes,
with
Lord.
My faith this year. Amen. I ain't got time to be cute. So I'm
yes,
getting ready
Lord,
to be radical because the devil's not playing with us. So we're not playing with him, and we are believing and trusting in a God that's bigger than
thank
any enemy. So we thank God
thank
for you, and we love you, and we just we love you coming and giving
God
us your testimony.
You.
So God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
You are
and,
family.
And I just
want to
say, if
family.
I just want to say one thing for every listener on this line: if he did it for me, he will do it for you.
Oh Jesus. Amen.
If he did it for me, he will do it for you.
He's no respecter of persons. If he did it,
just keep the faith.
Say it again, Sister Maria.
If he did it for me, he could do it for you. Just keep the faith.
Hey,
keep
amen.
On pushing through.
Amen.
Everyone heard you.
Thank
you.
I'm about to run. Hold my laptop. Let me run around this living room. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
God bless
the Lord
you, too.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We're going to take one more
all right.
More
have
call.
A good night.
You too. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 813, God bless you.
God bless you, amen and amen. And what a mighty God we serve. Glory be to him, hallelujah. God is just a wonderful, powerful God. And I, you know what? I have not been feeling right, but you know what? This is the new year. This is the new season, and I am going to move forward. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. I want to pray for you and give you traveling mercies through Jesus Christ, that he will keep you safe and sound,
yes.
and that your voice will be, you'll be able to totally project everything
oh.
that you need to say. In the name of Jesus, I pray healing for your vocal cords. Amen.
Yes.
And Pastor Anthony, oh my God, God bless you both. I love you both, and may you continue on the way you pick out the word every single time, and so do you, Pastor Rebecca. And it is just a touching of the Holy Spirit when I hear those words, and the words that I can't say, and when the words that I can't pray, the Lord will put them right there because that Spirit is working through me. Amen.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that, well, family relationships are getting better. I
oh,
am happy about that. Hallelujah. My daughters, you know, we're doing better. It's a slow working process, and I thank God it's in his time and not mine. So I am just sitting back and letting him do the work. I also want to tell you that Debbie's out of the hospital. She's doing much better, the one with the Crohn's disease. And
yes.
she's at home, praise the Lord. She's doing a little better, but she is at home. I also
yes.
want to tell you that the Lord blessed me this week with we have a neighbor across my mom's house. She always would watch my mother's house. That house is empty. And she's been battling cancer for a long time. This is he has macular degeneration, and is now, her cancer has gotten worse, but the Lord blessed me. I was able to go over there and help her. And if I'd have been working or whatever, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I'm praising God for the privilege of me being able to go and bless them this weekend. And I'm keeping an eye on them because they have been so gracious and so wonderful, and they are believers. They're wonderful people. So I want to thank Brother Jamal for the beautiful words. God bless him. Maybe he continue on and continue on with his continued prophecy. The way that he portrays everything and the way that the Lord speaks through him is just amazing. And thank you. I want to thank my sister Carmen that I love with all my heart and soul. My God, she has helped me through this whole situation. And Maria, God bless her. And I thank you for her kind words, Maria. Thank you so much. Thank you. And Sister Jeronette, just to hear your voice was wonderful. Thank you so much. And I praise the Lord because he is a good God. And I know he will never leave me nor forsake me. And I believe. And all things work for the good of those that love him.
Oh.
And God knows that I love him. And I want to continue to love him. And I want the meat of the word, not just the milk. I want to continue on in his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
amen. Amen. We thank God for those words. And as we read that scripture, you said, if I would have been working, I wouldn't have been able to minister and pray for my neighbors.
Jesus.
So you saw all things working together for God's good and your good.
Amen.
So God worked in mysterious ways. And thank you for praying for us as we travel.
Yes.
That praise report about the family, relationships growing and increasing.
Yes.
Your friend, amen, being getting better with her health.
Yes.
So many praise reports through the power of prayer and through the faith that you had. Like you said, no, you want the not the sincere milk of the word. You want the meat of God's word.
Yes.
So we thank God for mature believers and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The word says they shall be fulfilled. So God continues to increase our hunger, our hunger for your word.
Yes,
thank you for Carmen and Maria and those people that you continue to put in her life.
Yes,
thank you that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you'll continue to surround her with godly influences, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Marion, Lord, for her praise reports and continue to do that work in her family. As we read the word that hope, if we see it, we shouldn't hope for it. So keep her hoping, Lord, until she sees the kind of results that she's been looking for. Thank you for her expectation and her anticipating great blessings all throughout this year for her and her family in 2015. May there be much prosperity and wellness and health and meet all of her resources and all of her household needs in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Sister Miriam and touch her life and keep her. In Jesus' name, we say it's done and we say amen.
Thank you. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for Sister Debbie, even as she's getting better and she's home, Lord. We, Father God, give her another touch. We pray, Father God, for another touch. Father God, that you will touch her again, oh God. Hallelujah. And bring total restoration, total healing to her body in the land of the living, oh God. Let her get up from that sick bed. Father God, with even a greater report, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for what you've done in her life. We thank you for Sister Marion's family relationship. We thank you for each and every one of her children, God, her grandchildren. We thank you for what you're doing in her family, God. Continue to touch that family. Continue to bless that family. Continue to restore that family, God. I thank you for the zeal, the fervor, the tenacity, the maturity, Father God, that our sister Miriam is coming forth with, Father God. Even, Father God, that she speaks forth in faith according to your word, God. Continue to mature her. Continue to grow her up, Father God, spiritually. spiritually, even as she desires the meat of your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the marvelous work that you're doing in her life. Even as she said she wasn't feeling well, Father God, we thank you for healing. I speak healing, Father God, over her life. I thank you that by the stripes of Christ, you said in your word that she is healed, oh God. So whatever she's dealing with and grappling with, whether it's emotional or physical, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For touching her right now. Touch, God. Touch. Touch. Touch, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And heal her body, her mind, her soul, her spirit, and everything pertaining to her. And we thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ, she is already healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you. Have a blessed year all year long. So we thank God that prosperity, wellness, and health will be upon you all this year and all this season. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Just I'm going to take another step forward in with courage from God, because he's the only one that gives me courage, and I'm going to step forward and I'm going to pursue my situation.
Amen.
The one with the job. So I'm going to pursue that. And the Lord has shown, up to now, I feel that the Lord wants me to pursue it. And it's not just for me. It's for conditions, you know, the younger people that are working there, for their condition, the condition, the things that are going on, it's just, it's not right. So anyway, God knows.
Well, amen, and we're going to continue to pray for you as you do what you're feeling led to do by the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
As you move forward, we'll continue to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Give her courage, Lord.
Thank you, amen.
Continue to give her courage, Lord, even as she goes forth, Father God, with the situation on her job. We thank you for victory in advance, oh God. Hallelujah. Like
thank
Pastor M. Priest. You have already sent an angel before her. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for wisdom, oh God. We thank you for courage. We thank you, Lord, how you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you that in advance that she already has the victory and that she's paving the way for all those who are coming behind her. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, we're looking for praise reports, even as you continue to move out and, as you said, pursue what God is pressing in your spirit to do.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
I want to be in obedience to everything, that I can feel it, that I can feel that I'm obeying what God wants me to do. So if it isn't, you know, what he wants, I want to know. So I need to also know that type of discernment, you know. But thank you so much.
Amen. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And God will, because he loves you, he will show you through signs, wonders, and miracles, even going in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
There's lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he's going to guide you.
Amen.
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 We thank God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
We thank God for you.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Bless
you. That was our final call tonight. We thank God for our mother on the prayer line tonight. Mom, we see you out there, and we thank God for you. That was our mother, May Thomas. We thank God for you. We continue to pray, Mom, for you on your birthday, which was New Year's Day. We thank God for you, and we're going to continue to pray for you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen. Like Pastor said, that was our final call. We do have one hand raised. We're going to take this call, and this will be our final call as we go off the air. Area code 973.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Tina. First of all, Happy New Year. Of course, I'm going to be praying for you guys to have travel mercy to North Carolina to minister in the marriage relationship. I was calling in on behalf of my family. We have one of my cousins, a college student. All of a sudden, her body's just been attacked, and we're in prayer because we don't know what's happening. The doctor's trying to find out what's happening. She's in ICU, And we just, you know, lifting up the name of Jesus, her parents and grandparents and aunts, uncles and cousins, and asking him to, you know, do what needs to be done. So if you can lift her name up, her name is Nia. Nia,
what,
if y'all can lift
her name.
Nia. 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 N-I-A.
Yeah.
Nia.
N-I-A.
Nia.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are able, oh God, to do all things but fail. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, Father God, for Sister Tina's cousin. We thank you for young Nia, oh God. So young, Father God, as her cousin says, she's a college student, oh God, and she has her whole life ahead of her. So Lord, we are, Father God, speaking your word. You said in your word that you sent your word and healed them, oh God. So, Lord, we send your word right now to the hospital. We send your word to ICU, Father God, and we speak healing over the life of young Nia in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to heal her, oh God. So we pray for her right now, Father God, that you will touch her body right now, Father God, as she lays in the hospital room. Send your angels, Father God, into that room to minister to her, Father God. Regulate her vital signs, oh God. Whatever her body's being attacked, I bind up every spirit. We bind up every demon on assignment, oh God, that's coming against Nia's body, oh God, and we declare and decree that she is healed. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father God, that we intercede on the behalf of this young woman who cannot pray for herself right now, God. We pray for her, Father God, that you will touch her, that you will heal her, that you, Father God, will bring that situation, Father God, into, Father God, divine manifestation of your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Where the nurses and the doctors will be overwhelmed and they will be astounded, Father God, at the breakthrough, Father God, that takes place even in the hospital room, even right now as we pray right now, Father God. We just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for healing Sister young Nia, oh God. We thank you and we call Nia forth out of that hospital room. We say, Nia, rise up in healing, rise up in restoration, rise up in wellness in the name of Jesus, and touch this family, God. Give them peace, oh God. Give them faith, oh God. Allow them to speak faith-filled words, oh God. Allow them, Father God, hallelujah, to continue, Father God, hallelujah, to stand in agreement, Father God, to stand in faith, believing that you are God and that you are able. And Father God, if anybody needs to be saved, oh God, we send the spirit of salvation and deliverance to the hospital and to the family, oh God. And Father God, we pray, Father God, for you to touch the family, oh God, Tina Lane and her family, oh God, touch them right now, God. And we thank you in advance for glory. We thank you in advance for breakthrough. We thank you in advance for healing. We thank you in advance for deliverance. We thank you in advance for salvation. We thank you, Lord, in advance for divine manifestation to the answer to this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Sister Tina, we are believing God with you.
Yes. Thank you.
That God is moving. The prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And we believe that not only as we pray, but others that love you and your family, as they pray, as we touch and agree in the kingdom, that God will manifest healing in the natural realm, in the hospital room. So we'll be waiting for the praise report, and we'll be lifting you and your family up in prayer continually. I'm sure everyone on this prayer line is praying for Nia, and we'll continue to pray for her.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you. Amen. Happy New Year. Love you. God bless you. Amen. Well, God bless you. To God be the glory. That was our very last caller. Amen. As Pastor was saying before we took the last caller, Mom, we see you. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy New Year. New Year's Day was my mother's birthday. It was her 74th birthday. And we just thank God for her being in the land of the living, for her being in this prayer line. She's here almost every week. I believe she's been here every week. And she's in Florida while we're in New Jersey. And she's the one that's the wind beneath our wings telling us to keep going. Amen. telling us to keep going. Even when we think we can't go any further, she is there saying, y'all keep going, and God's going to get the glory. Amen. So, Mom, we love you. God bless you. Good night, everybody. Again, we'll be in Gaston, North Carolina on this Friday, and this Saturday we'll be ministering on marriage and relationships. Keep our marriage in prayer, because as you minister on marriage, the attack will come against marriage. So we thank each and every one of you for lifting Pastor Anthony and myself up, that no demon on assignment can prosper. Amen. We've been married going on 19 years, and the love is still there, amen, and it's still real, and we thank God that he allows us to minister together on one accord, because two cannot walk together unless they agree. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you for your prayers as we go, and we're going to pray, I believe, James Fortune. Pastor Emily had to run out, but on his behalf, I say, God bless you. And we will see you all next Tuesday. God bless you. Happy New Year. We love you. Amen.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe. fix it.
I'm a fix. Yes, it will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, that God's a giver. Gonna get better. Put the flame on Paris. Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Oh,
if you trust in him, hang on.
About your future.